Following is a message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Gospel of John, chapter 16, probably a very familiar portion of Scripture to all of us. Beginning at verse 12. This is Jesus speaking concerning the Holy Spirit. This is toward the end of his ministry. And he says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine, and he will declare it to you. All the things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. There are still, can you accept the fact that there are still many things that God would have you to know, but you're not ready to bear it yet? That's concealed truth. And one of the exciting things that you and I get to do is to search out those concealed truths and to allow the Holy Spirit to become our guide to grow in our ability to discover more and more about God. Understand this, when we're talking about the whole truth, we're not talking about side truths of, you know, this little truth. We're talking about the Word of truth and the Spirit of truth. There's all kinds of truth in the world, but there's a truth that changes nothing, and there's truth that changes everything. And we're talking about the truth of God that changes everything. There is such a desire in this day to know the truth about this and to know the truth about that. And oftentimes I say to people, whatever your opinion is, I agree with you. Because once we've established whatever you're saying, it didn't change a thing. I want to focus on truths that change everything. You and I are not called to argue about all kinds of little piddly, petty things. You and I are called to be witnesses with an empowerment from on high to be witnesses to Jesus Christ. Amen. I still have many things to say to you. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18, where there is no revelation, the people perish or languish. The real thought is, where there is no ongoing revealing of truth, people languish. It doesn't mean perish in the sense of die. It means the sense of dry up. And I want to challenge you this morning. I'm not bringing a pastoral word this morning. I'm bringing a apostolic word. I'm bringing a prophetic word. And I want to challenge you. Are you on a journey to learn more and more truth? Here's the deal. If you're not pressing into God for more truth, you're not moving in faith, because the reality is, as we grow, I get a hold of something that once took me faith to get a hold of, but once I've got it in my hand, it has become so much a part of me and so real to me, it no longer takes faith for that. And so then I'm just coasting. But there is a place where we're constantly pushing into the Lord. Are you a seeker? Just asking. Not asking for an answer. Are you seeking the truth, as in the person of the truth? Are you wanting to know him more? Are you wanting to know him better? Judith, I'm mad at the adversary. And I see a warring angel standing over you, and he is doing battle. And the Lord would have you to know that this battle is not yours, it is his, and he is fighting it. And there, I declare there is a breaking off of the past and an entering in to the future. In Jesus' name, I break the liar's voice in your head and in your soul, in Jesus' name, I declare that the word of the Lord to you this day is the battle belongs to the Lord, and he's fighting it, and the really good news is he's already won it. And that's the truth. That is the truth. And that truth will change something. I am mad. Not at you. Liar, liar, pants on fire. We have an adversary that is constantly lying. Where there is no ongoing revelation, people languish. Remember the disciples went to Jesus and they said, "Why do you speak everything in parables?" And you remember his answer. He said, "Because for you it is known. I'll make it known to you, but I'm not going to make it known to everybody. Because they won't handle it well." What he was really saying is, "You, I will make it known to you because you're ready to handle this truth. They're not ready yet. Hearing, they will not hear. Seeing, they will not see." And there is a way in which there are mysteries in God, and your adventure and my adventure is to discover these mysteries for the rest of our life. And we discover it in the Word of God. We discover it, as we just read, as the Spirit of Truth himself who will guide us. And he's constantly wanting us to be in a mode of receiving from him. Do you know right now in this room there are all kinds of waves going on? Do you know right now if we plugged in a TV over in that corner, we could pick up a TV channel? Do you know that if we plugged in a radio over in this corner, we could pick up a radio station? Do you know that if you took your phone right now, and don't, but if you did, and Googled something, you could pick up some waves and bring in some information? There are constantly waves, but you and I must have our receiver on that is not a radio, is not a TV, and is not a cell phone, but it is the spirit of man that is pulling on the spirit of God. And we're receiving, we're receiving, we're receiving, we're receiving, we're receiving. Can I say that one more time? We're receiving. I don't know why I got to say it again, because it's important to him. We are receiving something from heaven here on earth. And it's important, and it won't be broadcast on a news channel, on a radio station, or on my cell phone. It comes from the Spirit of God, capital S, to my spirit, small s, and I receive. Amen. From heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But the reality of understanding what he's doing on earth comes from heaven. Become a receiver. And I know many of you are. I encourage you to fine-tune the dial. Yeah. When it comes to this whole thing of truth, become a seeker of truth, the truth. And I don't mean facts and figures and all of that stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. Jesus said this. He said, "You shall know the truth, and it shall set you free." One of the biggest tragedies in life is for somebody to be a seeker of information, but never and of truth, and never allow it to change them. You may be knowing people like that. I have. They are the same yesterday, today as they were yesterday, and last year, and last year, and last year. And you've heard me say, when I was a pastor, you heard me say it. When Dave was the pastor, you're now hearing me say it. When Renee's the pastor, if you're the same person this year you were last year, you're backslidden. You're not growing. Backslidden is not sliding back. It's staying where you are. In fact, in the original language, and I'm a farm boy, so it's really clear in my mind, it is the picture of a heifer. Set it back on its back haunches with its front feet dug in, refusing to move. And I've been there. If they're standing, you can twist their tail and it paralyzes their back legs and they have to move. But they sit back on their haunches, on their back tail, so you can't do that. And about the only thing that'll move them forward is a tractor. Gently. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? How many of you any farm people here understand that? You and I must be constantly, constantly growing. You see, the danger is that we can, you can become ever learning, but never come to a knowledge of the truth. The Bible tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And there is a renewing that the Word of God does. There is a renewing that the Spirit of God does in our mind that changes our heart. One of the biggest dangers we can make is assume we don't need our mind. We do need our mind. It just makes a really poor leader. Yeah. When you're dabbling in spiritual things. And many times we don't like God's divine disorder because it doesn't make any sense. Well, neither does God all the time. My natural mind and my natural man is at enmity, the Bible tells us, with the things of God. Why? Because the things of God are spiritually discerned. We must compare spiritual things with spiritual things. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night and he could not grasp this whole thing of being born again. If you're here this morning and you can understand what it means to be born again, you need to understand you only know that by the Spirit. And it has been the Spirit of truth that has guided you into that. And we need to, sometimes we look at unbelievers and we say, how can they not see? They cannot see. We need to know that those who may oppose us in various ways really believe what they believe to be the truth. And that's why our focus must always be on Him who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is why in our text, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth guides you into all truth, He's going to lead you to me. Jesus speaking. We need to understand that. We need to understand that the focus of truth is the man Christ Jesus. This is what I believe he meant in part when he said, I am the door. He is the door into everything in God. You want to grow in your relationship with God the Father? I want to encourage you to come through the door of your relationship with God the Son, and he'll introduce you. And I'm not saying you haven't been introduced to the Father. I'm saying I'm on a journey right now to know my Heavenly Father in a whole new, deeper, deeper way. But I'm doing it by coming through the door of Jesus. What He paid. By the way, we need to read the writing on the wall. Can you read the writing on the wall in this day? He's risen. He is risen. He's sitting on the throne and he's doing quite well, actually. You can laugh at that. But we must allow the truth to change us. He will guide you into all truth. But that truth, and that, now again, I'm talking about the Word of truth and the Spirit of truth. They are one. Renee said it last week. They agree with one another. They are not in contradiction to one another. I have found over the years, I'll say it another way. Many years ago, there was a prophet that Alan Ross brought here named Keith Hazel. He has now since passed away, Keith, not Alan. By the way, for those of who may be watching online or listening and don't, who because I know sometimes we mention Alan Ross, and it's like no one ever says who he is. He is a prophet from Scotland that we've been connected with for over 20 years. And anyway, he brought Keith, and Keith said something that I've never forgotten, and I've known it to be true in my life. He said, theology is, our doctrine is kind of like socks. Every once in a while, we realize they got a hole in it, and we have to change. And that is so true. I mean, there are times, and there are times when God expands and enlarges our perception of who He is or who we are, or He enlarges our perception of what He's doing. Yeah. And He gives us a confidence. See, it's okay not to like what God is doing. That's fine. I personally tried to never correct him. Peter tried that, and Jesus called him a devil. He said, get behind me, Satan. You're focused on the things of man rather than the things of God. And yet the things that Jesus was saying, which was, I'm going to go to the cross and I'm going to die, that just did not make sense to any of the disciples. Peter just had the guts to speak up. But God was up to something bigger. And as surely as He was in that day, I want you to know He's up to something in this day. And I don't like what I see. I'll be honest with you. I don't like the process. I don't like what's going on. It makes no sense to me. And I know we've got to do all we can do to speak into it and to speak truth. And that's my next point. Once I've become a receiver of the truth, and once I've let it become a part of me so that I can say to a degree, a lesser degree, but nonetheless, the Word of God has become flesh and dwelt among us. It's now a part of me. Now, once I have been a receiver and a recipient and have allowed it to work its work in me, now I can be a broadcaster of that truth. I was a receiver, I was a participator, and now I am a broadcaster. And it becomes my testimony. And there's an endowment, the disciples received it, there's an endowment on power from on high to be witnesses to the truth. And to testify to the truth. And we can be broadcasters. Got a little poem for you. I don't know why, but I just felt, I've been feeling really rhymy lately. Any of you ever go through that? Part of it, I've been spending a lot of time with grandkids, and I love to mess with them. But even way back when you remember when CBs came out? I had a CB, and my handle was the riddle maker. And almost everything that I said in rhyme over the CB. Almost everything. I had kids in the neighborhood. We had a base in our home up in northern Minnesota. Had kids in the neighborhood. I was pretending I was a trucker. And they were trying to find where I was, and I was with rhyme. They found me. I didn't realize that they could track the strength of the signal back then. But anyway. Tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, that is what they say. And yet truth is such a scarce commodity in our day. Good is called evil and evil is called good. We must speak truth every time that we should. Change your sex, change your name, we are really all just the same. Change your gender, it does no harm, but this country boy grew up on a farm. It does not matter how much you push or pull, the truth is you can never get milk from a bull. Just saying. It is God who decided if I would be a he or a she. I was created and fashioned to be uniquely me. He chose the color of my skin, my hair, and my eyes. And for all of this, I will not apologize. Red and yellow, black and white, we are precious in His sight. Yes, we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's speak the truth and expose this masquerade. People are not the enemy, of that I am certain, but rather it is the liar hiding behind the curtain. His time is short, for the king is at hand. A revival of truth will sweep across this land. So declare the truth that is residing within. That is where the change you desire will first begin. Tell the whole truth. Speak it boldly, but with love. Be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. Share the gospel truth and know that you are not alone. You are backed up by the King who sits on the throne. Amen. We, the church, need to recognize that we need to be using our voice in this hour. And how He leads you, I want to say this. He may lead us in different ways how we use our voice. And we should all be free to use our voice in the sphere that He calls us to use it and in the way He encourages us to use it. But the important thing is that we are carriers. If we are not carriers of truth, who is? And there is so much misinformation and outright lies out there. We preached a couple months back about being harmless and blameless in a perverse generation. But we are carriers of truth, and we must carry it. But we must be wise how we carry it. I had this really brought home to me just before. By the way, Colleen sends her greetings. She is still in Florida. She is hosting or getting ready to host a birthday party at our RV in Florida. She sends her greetings. She really wanted to be here, but she'd already made plans to have her sister come and visit, who's turning 60 and all of that. So she sends her greetings. But before I left, and I think the night before I left, we went out to dinner, and we went to a nice restaurant on a lake. Yes, there are lakes in Florida. A lot of lakes, actually. And there was live music. And we got a table quite a ways from the music because we realized it was kind of loud. But as we sat there, we realized, no, it wasn't kind of loud. It was really loud. And the sad thing was, there was a guy alone on a guitar. He was an awesome guitarist, but it was way too loud. He sang some songs, awesome singer, but it was way too loud. And that which was intended to be a blessing became very annoying. And you know that our message, as we broadcast the truth, can be the same way. We can be very annoying because it's not given. Very often, I want to suggest that it's not given in love. You remember when Jesus sent out the disciples, He said, you got to know, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. And what was His answer for that? Kung fu fighting? No. Be as wise as a serpent, as harmless as a dove. We got to know that the real power in the truth is in the truth itself. It's not in he who shares it. Or she who shares it. We're just messengers. We're just witnesses to the truth. So don't be discouraged if at times your truth is not received. Never underestimate the power of the incorruptible seed. Don't be discouraged if your truth is not always received. You know, we used to have a saying. I worked construction for a good share of my life. And we used to have a saying, if it doesn't fit or if it won't go, get a bigger hammer. I want to suggest that's not true all the time. And I want to suggest that that is not true in the releasing, the broadcasting of truth. Having been a receiver, having been a participant, and then being a broadcaster of truth. Allow the seed to work. Have confidence that the truth doesn't need you to somehow make it work or make it palatable or make it anything other than what it is. Amen? Yes. Let's stand together. Father, we thank you this morning for your word to us. We do want to be both receivers and participants in your truth. We want the word of truth and the spirit of truth working within us, taking us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace, constantly changing by the one who never changes. We thank you for that, Lord. We commit ourselves to you, and we purpose, Father, to grow in our ability to broadcast the truth that has been established within us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. To learn more about us, please visit livingwatersmn.org.